You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Here's some good news first of all. Your cooking oil prices are about to get cheaper by next week, as brands are cutting MRPs by up to 20 rupees a litre. I'll shortly share with you what led the prices to cool. Hello and welcome back to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with the latest on stock markets, oil prices, Agnipath protests, latest on COVID booster shots and more. First up, here's how the market fared on June 17th. After a continued fall today, that is for the sixth day in a row, Sensex has shed nearly 4,000 points in total 6 days and Nifty has slid below 15,300. This even as they managed to recover most of their intraday losses, helped by strength in select financial stocks and oil and gas stocks. A cautious mood in global markets amid growing worries about recession dented the sentiment on Dalal Street as well. Losses in IT stocks played spoilsport as heavyweights such as TCS and Wipro weakened. Broader markets also succumbed to selling pressure with Nifty Mid-Cap 100 and Nifty Small-Cap 100 indices falling around 1% each. One of the other stocks that was in focus was Bharti Airtel, which remains a marquee buy idea for global brokerage Macquarie. However, the stock movement was not reflective of this optimism. The telco stock ended the day 1.5% lower. Meanwhile, investors have been wondering whether to hit the brake or accelerator on tyre stocks. Sharp run-up in input costs has dimmed the margin outlook for some tyre companies, which, according to expert means, for now, one could avoid betting on tyre stocks. But then, there is a section of market that believes that good companies are available at a discounted price right now, implying one could put money in tyre stocks for the long haul. Moving on, the shares of casino operator Delta Corp zoomed over 12% today after the company's online poker and rummy gaming firm Delta Tech Gaming filed its draft red herring prospectus, that is DRHP, with markets regulator Securities and Exchange Board of India SEBI to raise funds through a 550 crore rupees initial public offering. The initial share sale, that is the IPO, will comprise of a fresh issue of equity shares of face value 1 rupee each, for an amount aggregating to around 300 crore rupees and an offer for sale of equity shares held by the company for an amount aggregating to about 250 crore rupees. Next up, the latest on cooking oil prices. Bringing some respite to boiling kitchen budgets, edible oil brands are slashing the maximum retail price, that is the MRP, of sunflower, soybean, mustard and palm oil by as much as 20 rupees a litre. The price cuts come from international prices cooling a bit on the back of government interventions to ease domestic prices. India imports 60% of its edible oil requirements. Gemini Edibles and Fats, which sells the Freedom and Gemini brand of oils, has slashed the MRP of its brand sunflower oil by 20 rupees to 200 rupees. The company said it was cutting sunflower oil prices for now, since those saw the steepest hike, especially due to Ukraine-Russia war cutting off global supplies from the two largest producers of sunflower oil. The sunflower oil with the reduced MRP will hit the markets in the next 5 to 7 days. Mother Dairy also said that MRP of Dhara edible oils will be reduced. Adani Wilma too will be cutting the MRP of its Fortune brand of oils in line with market prices. Fortune's reduced MRP packs will be available for purchase from next week. Moving on to updates on Agnipath scheme. Widespread protests have erupted in several states against the newly launched scheme for armed forces. Youth resorted to violence and even vandalized trains blocked railway tracks in Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Haryana and Telangana. The protests continued even after the government raised the upper age limit to 23 years from 21 years for recruitment under Agnipath. However, this is a one-time waiver. As the protests are underway, mobile internet was suspended in Haryana's Ballabgarh for 24 hours. In Delhi, all gates of ITO, Delegate and Jama Masjid metro stations were closed. Hyderabad metro services were also suspended due to the protests and the first death was recorded in the city. Protests are on since June 15th against the Agnipath scheme to recruit jawans into the Army, Navy and Air Force for a four-year period followed by compulsory retirement for most without gratuity and pension benefits. Only 25% will be re-inducted as permanent in the armed forces. The new scheme for recruitment of soldiers was projected by the government as a major overhaul of the decades-old selection process to enhance the youthful profile of the three services. After the scheme was rolled out, the Army said it would ensure an enhanced youthful profile of the force and result in a reduction in the average age from 32 to 26 years over a period of time. The scheme is also expected to cut the ballooning salary and pension bills of armed forces as there will be no entitlement to gratuity and pension benefits. The new recruits will be provided with a non-contributory life insurance cover of 48 lakh rupees for the duration of their engagement period, according to the Defence Ministry. Moving on, in connection with the money laundering case against Delhi Minister Satinder Jain and his associates, the Enforcement Directorate raided multiple locations in the National Capital Region today. Searches were being carried out at least 10 residential and business locations by the officials of the ED. Aam Aadmi Party leader Satinder Jain was arrested by the ED on May 30th under the Criminal Sections of Prevention of Money Laundering Act, that is CMLA, and he is in the judicial custody at present. Lastly, here's an update on the COVID-19 pandemic. Over 772 million people in India above 18 years of age have become eligible for a booster dose of COVID vaccine. But even as virus caseload is rising by the day, only 40 million people have taken a precautionary dose, leaving a huge gap of 732 million people who haven't taken the shot. This is as per data from the Health Ministry till June 16. Here are some of the reasons behind this gap. Cost is a factor. A portion of primary doses was available at the government centers free of cost. Unlike primary doses, precaution doses are available only at private centers and for a fee. Dr. Chandrakant Laheria, an epidemiologist and expert in public policy and health system, told CNBC TV18 that affordability is one of the issues. A Covishield or Covaxin booster costs about 225 rupees and carries an administration charge of 150 rupees. So the total cost becomes 375 rupees. He also pointed to vaccine accessibility as another issue and added that a precautionary dose is not being recommended for all. Also, a small percentage of the population who were overseas during the first two waves of COVID have either taken Pfizer or Moderna as their primary dose, but these booster shots are not available in India yet. Another factor is, unlike an earlier rule of 3 months wait for a COVID vaccine dose if you contracted the infection, the government is not following it for booster doses. But people are abiding by the rule on their own and are delaying getting vaccinated. With that, we end this podcast, but before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back next week with top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.